A group of Buddhist monks has been walking for more than 3 months from Fort Worth, Texas to Washington, D.C., all in the name of peace. That walk ended today with a ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial. NPR's Sarah Ventry reports that their trip has resonated deeply for many people, far beyond those who practice Buddhism.
19 monks and one rescue dog set out on the 2,300-mile trek with a universal but seemingly elusive goal: peace. The leader of the walk, Venerable Bhikkhu Panyakara, says he knows the walk itself won't create change, but he hopes it can spark it.
We are not walking from Fort Worth, Texas to Washington, D.C. to bring you any peace, but to raise the awareness of peace so that you can unlock that box and free it.
With this purpose, the delegation took on the long, sometimes hazardous pilgrimage through 10 states covering the entire South, making their way through Jackson, Montgomery, Atlanta, Charlotte, Raleigh, and finally to the nation's capital. And it hasn't come without difficulties. Back in November, there was a traffic accident in Texas that injured two of the monks, and one even needed a leg amputation. And in January, the monk's dog needed surgery for its own leg injury. But they pressed on, captivating millions in the process.
Well, I've been following them ever since they started their journey, actually.
This is John B. Wynn speaking to WAMU's Tyrone Turner. Wynn lives in the D.C. area and has found great meaning through the walk.
We need it. We need the peace. I just love every talk that he's given. So it's special to me.
And it's special to many. People have come from far and wide to greet the monks and wish them well.
This is not about political issue. This is really for peace, regardless of your religion, regardless of your political ideas. This is to create a compassionate society.
Jin Park is a professor of philosophy and religion at American University, where she attended events with the monks. She says that this kind of work that is meant to inspire and kindle ideals of peace and tranquility is a particularly Buddhist approach.
Buddhism says that nothing just happens out of blue, right? There are all kind of conditions, all kind of causes get together, certain thing happens. So this kind of event create a good ambience and good conditions for a better future.
Teresa Blair attends church in Silver Spring, Maryland, but says she's been deeply touched by the path the monks have walked.
They left us with something today that's so important for us to carry, that we all are responsible for instilling peace within ourselves, and we can love one another. We can learn from one another across our religious identities and ideologies.
The hope is that in this moment of deep division and unrest, small actions, small connections, and small moments of peace will lead to bigger ones. Sarah Ventry, NPR News.